Well, here we are sitting with a hot cup of coffee. Mike has a nice cold glass of water, and we're ready for a little bit of the good stuff. Mike?
Well, just want to remind you about Tri-State Livestock News, ranching, breeding, markets, agriculture. Ever wish that you had just a single source for all of that information? Well, you do. It's Tri-State Livestock News, offering you all that and more. No need to roam for information. Just you, your coffee, and the latest in livestock news. Tri-State Livestock News, it is what ranchers read. You can visit them online at tsln.com.
And you have just over 3 weeks to make your plans to go to the annual Black Hills Stock Show and Rodeo. It's January 26th through February 3rd in Rapid City, South Dakota, the largest trade shows in the region featuring over 300 vendors. They have cattle shows and sales, horse shows and sales. They have 4 nights of extreme bull riding starting on the 26th and rodeo events including Ranch Rodeo on January 30th. There is a ton going on. We'll keep you informed and keep you up to date.
Well, Billy Graham was returning to Charlotte after a speaking engagement, and when his plane arrived there was a limousine there, of course, to transport him to his home. As he prepared to get into the limo, he stopped and spoke to the driver. "You know," he said, "I'm 87 years old, and I've never driven a limousine. Would you mind if I drove it for a while?" "No problem. Have at it." Billy gets into the driver's seat, and they head off down the highway. A short distance away sits a rookie state trooper operating his first speed trap. The long black limo went by him doing 70 in a 55-mile-per-hour zone. The trooper pulled out and easily caught the limo, and he got out of his patrol car and began the procedure. The young trooper walked up to the driver's door, and when the glass was rolled down, he was surprised to see who was driving. He immediately excused himself and went back to his car and called his supervisor. He told the supervisor, "I know we're supposed to enforce the law, but I also know that important people are given certain courtesies. I need to know what I should do because I have stopped a very important person." The supervisor asked, "Is it the governor?" The young trooper said, "No, I think more important than that." The supervisor said, "Oh, so it's the president." The trooper said, "No, he's even more important than that." The supervisor finally asked, "Well then, who is it?" The young trooper said, "I think it's Jesus because he's got Billy Graham for a chauffeur."
Okay. Let's switch gears over to a local artist. This is Wesley Beck, and it's Just an Old Mom, poem that she wrote. It's a poem about calving, and I know calving's coming up soon, sooner than for some of you than others. "Don't worry, honey. That heifer's all bluff. I can tell she's all wrong by the sound of her huff. The dirt starts a-flying as I sneak up on her calf, and as I stumble, fumble, and I run, I can hear his deep laugh. You see, he has no fear when they start to get in his face. He just steps to the side with precision and grace. But I'm just an old mom. It's plain to see. If I jump, I'll just stumble, and she'll stomp right on me. He says there's nothing at all to fear. Just take that old tiger and grab his right ear." He chuckles these words as he hits a long trot. "Now it's just me left with this cow out in the cabin lot. I take a deep breath and do as he said. If this old girl hits me, he'll be sleeping on the couch instead of the bed." As the tag hits his ear, he lets out a beller, and his mom, she blows snot at me and says, "Get away from my little feller." I get him all tagged and get back to my mare. I glance back to see and make sure they're a pair. I proudly smile as I'm done, and I look at the cow tag number 471. As I glance to her calf, I just tagged 174. I see that I will have to do this all over again once more. Oh my gosh, I know the feeling in her gut. That was not a fun moment to realize those two numbers did not match.
One other thing here. This is something I received from a friend the other day. It says, "After serious and cautious consideration, your contract of friendship has been renewed for 2024. It was a very hard decision to make, so try not to screw it up. My wish for you in 2024, may peace break into your home, and may thieves come to steal your debts. May the pockets of your jeans become a magnet for $100 bills. May love stick to your face like Vaseline, and may laughter assault your lips. May happiness slap you across the face, and may your tears be that of joy. May the problems you had forget your home address. In simple words, may 2024 be the best year of your life." And that is just a happy new year. I don't know who wrote that, but I thought it was kind of humorous for today on the program. If you have items to share with us, send them to kimhburge@gmail.com, and maybe one of those days in 2024, we'll have it right here on The Good Stuff.